Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning hearing on the Holly Block Affordable Housing Project has now been continued again, this time till November 6th at 5:30. Both Salisbury and Canaan are now in the process of finding new resident state troopers in Salisbury. Longtime resident trooper Chris Sorrell has retired and joined New Hartford Police Force. First Selectman Curtis Rand said that there are four troopers interested in the position. Meanwhile, in North Canaan, Robert Crescione, who's gone to the Western Connecticut Major Crime District in the interim, Trooper Luke Tofano, who's been assigned to Troop B in Canaan for the past 6 years, will be the resident trooper. There are ongoing efforts to secure flashing beacon lights near the White Hart Inn in the center of Salisbury and to upgrade safety measures on Salmon Kill Road and the bike path, according to First Selectman Curtis Rand at the Board of Selectmen meeting. A petition signed by more than 100 residents had been received urging installations to make the road safer to cross. Rand said they're still looking for the funds. The phase will be about $23,000 to start. A Connecticut Fire and Explosion Investigation Unit assisted local police over the weekend after dozens of explosive devices were found at a local home not far from the Connecticut state line. The Berkshire County District Attorney's Office and Office of State Fire Marshal in Massachusetts said police were called to remove devices in response to a citizen's complaint. The FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and a state police joint terrorism task force were also involved during the search of that home in Lake Buell. As yet, an unnamed local man is expected to face multiple charges. Restaurants and entertainment venues around Connecticut welcomed back more customers yesterday as part of the state's Phase 3 reopening plan. The phase included indoor capacity and larger crowd sizes, both of which were reduced due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This means places like libraries, salons, and restaurants can increase indoor capacity to 75% from 50%. At least seven New York mayors, including the leaders of Albany and Syracuse, entered quarantine yesterday as a precaution after one of them tested positive for COVID-19 following a joint event the prior day. Binghamton Mayor Richard David was one of the 10 mayors to participate in that all-person news conference Wednesday in Syracuse. Organized by the New York Conference of Mayors, which is pushing for additional federal stimulus aid for local governments hit hard by the virus. On Thursday morning, he announced he had tested positive for the virus. Donald McGillis, a former Berkshire Eagle executive editor at the Boston Globe editorial writer, died Wednesday after a 50-foot fall while hiking on Mount Conatin, Maine. McGillis, 75, of Pittsfield, was a passionate hiker and had been on an expedition with his nephew, Paul. On Tuesday, the pair got lost in the fog on the Knife Edge Trail and were located the following morning when rescuers airlifted them to safety. Due to circumstances beyond the control of the Berkshire Botanical Garden, the event scheduled for today and tomorrow has been canceled. That is the Botanical Barnyard. A local craft fair and fall fair is happening today and tomorrow from 10 to 4 at 280 North Elm Street in North Canaan, sponsored by the Berkshire Makers Association. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be held tomorrow, 9 till 2 at the Torrington Middle School. If you haven't gone to your town yet to get a free certificate to go, that's where you get that certificate. Now, coming up tomorrow, free to the public, Spoon River. It's a guided theatrical experience at the historic Sharon Burial Ground. They'll start at 12 noon, and it'll be followed by a reception on the town green at the Historical Society and Hotchkiss Library. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. The Northeast Millerton Library Holiday Craft Fair, usually held in the annex just before Thanksgiving, instead will begin the open air at the Library Memorial Garden. That comes up tomorrow from 10 till 2. Standard Space has an opening from 5:30 until 8 tomorrow night. For the show Snacks, curated by Will Hutnick, Yen Yen Chow, Nicole Dyer, Eric Hibbett, David Leggett, Allison Kuo, and Dana Robinson. More information, standardspace.net. Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is on Sunday. It's takeout only, 7:30 until 10:30 at the firehouse. Social distancing and masks are required. And once again, it's takeout only. Little Shop of Horrors will be the drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse Outdoor Movie Theater on Sunday. Gates opening at 6, introduction at 7, movie at 7:15. All proceeds benefit the movie house in Millerton, New York. Tickets and more information at themoviehouse.net. New Vance Health has launched a self-referral screening mammogram program at imaging centers in Connecticut and New York. Self-referring screening mammogram means that women who meet criteria can schedule a routine mammogram without a physician's order. This improves the access to important screenings and a convenient way for women to schedule routine mammogram. The self-referral screening mammogram program at New Vance Health is available for women who meet the criteria of being 40 or older, not experiencing symptoms, don't currently have breast cancer, no history of breast cancer, and the last mammogram was at least 12 months ago. More information at 845-790-8855 or 888-525-4767. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 28,425.51, the NASDAQ at 11,420.98, and the S&P 500 at 3446.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.